Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sauces Classical and Contemporary Sauce Making. Fourth edition by James Peterson is a technique-driven culinary reference focused on one of the central skills of professional cooking building sauces with control, clarity, and repeatable results. Positioned between textbook and kitchen manual, the book surveys traditional European foundations while also addressing modern approaches, including lighter preparations and broader ingredient influences found in contemporary kitchens. Rather than treating sauce as a decorative finishing touch, Peterson frames it as a system of methods how flavors are developed, how liquids are thickened or emulsified, and how texture and sheen are managed without muddiness. The fourth edition reflects the book's long-standing role as a practical guide for cooks who want to understand how and why sauces work, not just follow formulas. Its purpose is to help readers cook with greater precision by mastering fundamentals such as stocks, reductions, roux, and emulsions, then applying those fundamentals to a wide range of classical and modern sauce families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sauce fundamentals flavor building through stocks and reductions. A core emphasis of the book is that great sauce begins long before thickening or finishing. Peterson treats stocks and reductions as foundational tools for concentration, balance, and depth. The reader is guided to think in terms of extraction and clarification, pulling gelatin, minerals, and aromatic compounds from bones, vegetables, and herbs, then reducing carefully to intensify without scorching or turning bitter. This approach matters because many sauce problems are not fixed at the end. A weak stock yields a flat sauce, and over-reduction can produce harsh salinity and heavy mouthfeel. By focusing on process, the book encourages cooks to manage variables such as simmering versus boiling, skimming, straining, and timing of aromatics. Reductions are presented as more than volume loss, they are controlled transformations that affect viscosity, sweetness, acidity perception, and overall flavor architecture. Mastery here supports everything else in the book because classical brown sauces, pan sauces, and many contemporary preparations depend on having a clean tasting base with the right level of concentration. Secondly, classical thickening systems, roux, starches, and liaison. Peterson devotes significant attention to thickening because texture is inseparable from perceived flavor and refinement. Classical French technique uses multiple, distinct systems, and the book distinguishes when each is appropriate. Roux-based thickening is treated as a method with degrees of cooking that affect both flavor and strength, helping readers understand why a pale roux behaves differently from a darker one. Starch thickeners are framed as fast and useful, but potentially dulling if overused, and their handling requires attention to temperature and cooking time to avoid raw starch taste or breakdown. Liaison methods, such as finishing with egg yolks and cream, are treated as delicate, demanding temperature control to prevent curdling while delivering a smooth, rich, nappy consistency. Across these techniques, Peterson emphasizes consistency as a target you can define and reproduce rather than guess at. The broader lesson is selection choosing a thickening strategy that matches the sauce purpose, from glossy, light coatings to hearty, robust textures, while maintaining clean flavor and stable structure. Thirdly, emulsified sauces' stability, sheen, and temperature control. Emulsified sauces represent a major category where technique is more important than ingredient lists. The book explains emulsions as structured mixtures of fat and water phases that must be created and maintained through proper ratios, gradual incorporation, and controlled agitation. Peterson's treatment emphasizes practical stability, how to avoid breaking, how to fix common failures, and how to adjust thickness and flavor without collapsing the emulsion. Warm emulsions require particular care because heat can destabilize them, yet they are prized for their luxurious texture and gloss. Cold emulsions, by contrast, may be more forgiving but still demand attention to seasoning, acidity, and oil choice for clean flavor. The value of this topic is that emulsified sauces teach transferable control, understanding why whisking, blending, or mounting with butter works, and how small changes in temperature or liquid content can shift texture. By learning these principles, cooks can execute classic emulsions confidently and also adapt to contemporary variations that use different fats, acids, or aromatics while preserving the hallmark qualities of smoothness, shine, and cohesion. Fourthly, pan sauces and deglazing turning fond into a finished sauce. A practical strength of the book is its focus on pan sauces, a cornerstone of restaurant cooking because they are fast, adaptable, and intimately connected to the main ingredient. Peterson treats the pan as a flavor engine. Searing creates browned residues that, when properly managed, become the basis of a sauce. Deglazing is presented as a technique with choices, such as what liquid to use and when to add aromatics, that determine whether the result is bright and clean or muddy and harsh. Reduction then concentrates these dissolved flavors, and finishing steps such as straining, mounting with butter, or adding acidity bring the sauce into balance. This topic reinforces disciplined tasting and adjustment salt. Acid, sweetness, and bitterness shift as the liquid reduces, so seasoning must be responsive rather than fixed. The broader theme is integration. A pan sauce links meat, fish, or vegetables to the plate by echoing their brown notes while adding contrast through wine, stock, herbs, or a final bright element. The method teaches speed with control, an essential skill for serious home cooks and professionals alike. Lastly, contemporary sauce making lighter textures and broader flavor influences. While grounded in classical practice, the fourth edition also reflects the reality that modern kitchens often seek lighter, cleaner sauces and a wider range of flavor profiles. Peterson addresses contemporary approaches that reduce reliance on heavy flour, thickening, and emphasize clarity, freshness, and natural textures. This can involve using reductions more strategically, finishing with bright acids, using purees or vegetable-based components for body, and leaning on emulsification or butter mounting for texture rather than sheer starch. The contemporary lens also encourages thinking beyond a single tradition, integrating ingredients and seasonings that align with modern menus, while still using classical discipline to keep flavors focused and balanced. Importantly, the book positions these modernizations as extensions of fundamentals rather than a rejection of them. A sauce still needs a coherent base, stable texture, and correct seasoning, even if the final result is lighter or more aromatically complex. This topic helps readers translate classic technique into present-day cooking more adaptable, often healthier, and better suited to highlighting high-quality ingredients without masking them. In conclusion, this book best serves cooks who want to move from following recipes to understanding technique, including ambitious home cooks, culinary students, and working professionals seeking a dependable reference. Readers gain practical benefits that show up immediately in the kitchen: better tasting stocks, more consistent thickness, fewer broken emulsions, and pan sauces that taste intentional rather than improvised. The intellectual benefit is equally important. Sauce making becomes a set of principles you can apply across cuisines and ingredients, making you more flexible when you lack a specific recipe or need to adjust for what is on hand. What helps the book stand out in its category is its method-first orientation and its sustained attention to the mechanics of texture and flavor development, not just the prestige of classical names. Many sauce books lean heavily on tradition or lists of finished sauces, but Peterson's approach emphasizes why techniques work, how to troubleshoot, and how to adapt. That combination of classical grounding and contemporary relevance makes it a long-term companion, especially for cooks who see sauce as a core craft rather than a final garnish. If you would like to support James Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.